Rose, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. May we get you to state your name and ABC number for the record?
Kevin Barry, 248176.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clinic City for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
And although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are five board members participating in the hearing today. And I see four complimented board members, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Sir, I have a question for you and Mr. Westby. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you swear for him?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. As I've indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to give you three options. I read each of them, mainly the second one, mainly. But the choices that you will have, you can say whether it's true, false, or whether you want to plead to fifth, that you don't want to talk about it. The reason we give you the option to plead to fifth is that this hearing is being recorded. And if the pending charges have not been resolved, then the court, the defense attorney, or your attorney could request a copy of this hearing. Therefore, once again, we're going to give you the choice. True, false, or whether you want to plead to fifth. Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Allegation number one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. Only about February 1st, 2018, for the test's LCMS lab report dated February 7th, 2018. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead to fifth, sir?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. The second one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior in about February 3, 2018, at 942 North Aiden Road, Unit 4, Scottsdale, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you wish to plead to fifth?
It's false.
It is false. Okay, since you said it's false, we're going to take testimony on that, and we'll be back to you for you to tell us why it's false. But now we're going to take testimony from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Westby, would you give us testimony on allegation number 2, sir?
On February 5th, 2018, P.O. Borrego received a telephone call from a friend of Barry's case manager for the Community Bridges, Mr. Blondell. He stated on February 3rd, 2018, offender Barry, ABC number 248176, was arrested for getting into a criminal altercation with his roommate and breaking the door to their apartment. P.O. Borrego followed up with the Scottsdale Police Department. According to Scottsdale Police Officer Inye Badge 1192, there was a verbal altercation at 942 North 8th Road, Unit 4, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85257, between offender Barry and his roommate, Arthur Valdez, the victim. At one point during the argument, Valdez, the victim, made his way into the bathroom and closed the door behind him. This was when offender Barry proceeded to kick the door with his knee, resulting in a permanent hole approximately the size of the knee just below the doorknob. When offender Barry was questioned by Officer Vinay about the incident, he admitted to kicking the door and causing the damage in question. Offender Barry, ABC number 248176, was subsequently arrested and transported to Scottsdale District 2 Jail for booking number at MCSO T433418.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Barron. Now, why would you say that allegation number two is false, sir?
I didn't have any verbal altercation with him. I just knew the door. I meant to open it, but it was locked, and the material was really soft on the door, and it dented.
But you did kick the door in, sir? Well, that's my terminology. That's not the legal term. But did you kick the door in?
I didn't kick it in. It was locked.
Did you push it? It says that, I believe it says that you admitted that you that you kicked the door with your knee, resulting in permanent hole approximately the size of the knee. And it said then that you're saying that you did not admit that, sir?
No, I'm not taking it back. I admit it.
Okay, sir. With that being said, we'll still have to mark it as as the fifth, which you said it. Therefore, we won't talk about that one again, but I'm going to make a motion at this time, and the motion is going to be based on as it relates to allegation number one, based upon the admission of Mr. Barry, as it relates to allegation number two, is going to be based upon his indicating that it was false. And the motion is going to be to find that Mr. Barry violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Miller, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision. Now, sir, we're going into phase two, which is the most important phase. In phase two, we'll be able to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. So we're going to ask that you hold on at this point, sir, and we will be back to you shortly once we get some information from the Department of Corrections and your parole, Mr. Westby, represent your parole officer. Mr. Westby, sir, would you provide us with some background information?
On January 24th, 2018, Mr. Barry was released from DOC. He was arrested February 3rd, 2018 by Scottsdale PD. He was made a charge of criminal damage DV and disorderly conduct DV. He was back in DOC custody February 20th, 2018 with a rejected CCD of April 25th, 2018, zero abscondes. Drug conviction, 2016, marijuana violation, 9 months. Also in 2016, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. Prior conviction, 2009, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 3. Any information is not noted. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release of standard 28 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 1991, DUI, New York, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1991, driving while intoxicated, New York, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, marijuana violation, Arizona, county jail. And all other arrests since then were drug-related, however, charges were either dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G2B4. We have stats of charges from Senior Professor Rich, dated March 21st, 2018. It stated the offender pled guilty to the damaging property charge and the attorney dismissed the disorderly conduct charge.
So, in other words, nothing is pending at this time, sir.
That is correct.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Barry. Let's just talk for a few moments and see where we are, and then the board will make a determination. Okay, according to information that we have, when you were initially released, you went out homeless, and then you ended up at Community Bridges there in Scottsdale. And there was no other residence that was approved. That was the only place that you resided, sir?
Excuse me?
the only place that you resided while you were out this time was at Community Bridges in Scottsdale? Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't show any employment. Did you have any employment at all, sir?
No, I get disability.
Okay, so you get disability, no employment. Now, I do take note that while you were out, you yourself admitted that you used methamphetamine back in January 26th, to be exact, of this year. Is that correct that you used some methamphetamine, sir, both in January as well as in LCMS, as well as February 7th? Did you use methamphetamine, sir?
Yes.
Why did you give me methamphetamine as much as you were on community, you were on the community supervision, sir? Why would you use it? Is it just a habit, sir, or what was going on there, sir?
It's the only thing that alleviates my condition. I'm on associated for severe depression.
Okay. Since you brought that up, and it was also pointed out by the Department of Correction that you're SMI, you don't get any medication at all for your condition, sir?
I do, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Well, I guess I just have to ask another question then. Does this methamphetamine, does it work, sir?
Yes.
Okay, what does it do for you? I'm just curious. What does it do for you that the reason you said it would work, sir?
It alleviates my severe depression.
Okay. Now, how are you doing now? Because now, let me just ask this. Have you used any methamphetamine since you've been reincarcerated, sir?
No.
So how are you doing? Are you okay now, sir?
I'm managing, but it's not fun.
It's not fun. Okay. And I think those are all the questions I'm going to ask you at the moment. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. Since we're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, we do want to give you an opportunity to say anything else that you would like to say to the board before repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I'm starting to behave this time, and I'll go to transition point. If I get released, I go to temporary housing. I have housing.
Okay, sir. And what would that housing be this time, sir, if you are released? Or when you are released, sir?
Transition point. It's a closed facility.
Okay. Is that in Scottsdale or Phoenix, or where is that located, sir?
It's in West Phoenix, or Avondale.
Okay, sir. Okay. And do you have family members supporting you at all, sir?
Yeah, we just called my godfather. He's one of the community bridges getting placement in substance abuse counseling.
Okay, sir. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its determination at that point, sir. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Barrow is a very interesting individual. He feels that the medication that he's being provided for is not helping him. In fact, he feels that methamphetamine is the medication, from his perspective, is medication that is helping him. However, as we all know, that when one is on community supervision, he's violating the terms and conditions of his supervision by using methamphetamine. Also, take note that he only has a few days before he's going to be out, because there are no charges pending there. He's going to be out on April the 25th. That's just, 23 days from now, which means that he's going to be out very shortly. In time we get through processing him, and all of that is going to be running pretty close. Therefore, I think it would just be in his best interest, as well as the best interest of the citizens of the state of Arizona, if he would just remain in for the next 23 days, come up with a plan so when he gets out, he can go to that facility over in West Phoenix, and then he can be successful, and hopefully he would not use any more illegal substances, and he will not get into any criminal ways in the future. So that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, hearing nothing else from other board members at this time, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to, based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W0493, and based upon the fact that he did use methamphetamine, he self-admitted that, as well as the LCMS lot report, and inasmuch as also he will be released in 23 days, and my motion is going to be to find that he did violate the terms of the conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into corner ways through the use of illegal substances, and that a further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Morales, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out in 23 days according to information we have, and that will be on April the 25th. And according to information we have, we don't have any charges pending. Therefore, you're going to be on your own. Therefore, you won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. We wish you the best. We hope that you will never get back in arms again. And you can get out and be successful and stay away from criminal ways. Sir, this is your hearing, and thank you so much for your participation, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.